Friday, March 3rd. Get ready for Crackle Fest.
Crackle Fest.
Now in its seventh year, Crackle Fest is the premier and longest-running nerd music experience during Emerald City Comic Con. Hosted by the pioneers of nerd rock, Kirby Crackle. And Hard Rock Seattle, it's an all-rock lineup featuring Chamber Band, as well as the return of H2 Awesome. Chill and hang out with nerd rock fans from all over the world in the Cavern Room after a long day on the convention floor. Kirby Crackle.
Roll over, roll over.
Chamber Band.
She was at home to the neutral. She was
H2 Awesome. Friday, March 3rd at Hard Rock Seattle. More details at KGRG.com. You're listening to 89.9 KGRG FM. What's up? Mike here with you on the Monday Project. And joining me on the phone right now is one of my very favorite guests, the pioneer of nerd rock from right here in the Pacific Northwest. It's Kyle Stevens from Kirby Crackle.
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, I'm doing really well. How about yourself?
You know, I'm just in the cold ass 206, trying not to freeze this morning. It was snowing today, so what's going on?
Definitely. Well, what's going on specifically is it's a great time to be a nerd. It's a great time to be a geek because we're convention season is starting up for this year, and we're just a month away from Crackle Fest.
So, we are. Crackle Fest 7 this year. How did we get to, I'm holding up my hands, Crackle Fest this mini. You can't see it. But I think one hand should be held up and the other with two fingers.
Right.
Seven. Okay, that's seven. Okay.
Man, 7 years, dude. That's an amazing accomplishment. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's 7 years of what the hell are we going to do this year? And then just whatever we throw at the wall that luckily sticks.
Yep.
So Crackle Fest 7 is going to be on March 3rd. It's always the Friday of Emerald City Comic Con at the Hard Rock Cafe, only a few blocks from the convention center. Crackle Fest is a 100% independent show. I think we're one of the few independent entities that has a big event downtown that weekend. When we started, there was only a few people doing this, and now there's a bazillion after parties. So we're always so thankful when people come to our little show. But basically what I try to do is use it as a venue to share what I feel like is the most exciting and the best in nerd music at the moment. So as with every year, we try to do that with Crackle Fest 7. And this year we have Chamber Band from New York City. Mm-hmm. They've been around for about 3 years, and they're amazing musicians, and they're kind of a mix of vibey rock and indie sensibility. And then we've also got, originally from New York, but now in Denver,
Denver
H2
yeah.
Awesome. So H2 Awesome is led by the LaGreca brothers, which are known for their off-Broadway show Burger Boys in New York some years back. And they run the Dink, the Denver Independent Comic Show and Expo. And they're just indie art first, and they're so fun, so entertaining, and went on tour with those guys in 2017, and those are my boys. If I ever had boys in nerd rock, that's them.
That's awesome. Now, this isn't the first time H2 Awesome has played Crackle Fest, right?
No, I believe they were at the very first Crackle Fest, and I can't believe that was 7 years ago now. I'm like, what did we even do for 3 through 5? I don't even But this show, I wanted to bring them back and just have it be like a big family affair, and I always feel really comfortable playing with those guys, and they're just crazy as hell on stage, and they do weird stuff, and they make me feel like I need to, when I go on stage 5 minutes when they're done, need to really up my game. So it's actually self-motivating to be playing with them as well.
You've got a tough act to follow because Crackle Fest 6 last year was a hell of a show. What could folks expect when they go to Crackle Fest?
What I want Kirby Crackle shows first and foremost for people is to be a place where you feel welcome. I think, as nerds and geeks, we didn't all grow up to going to rock shows and rock venues. So I think, that's always kind of something we're working with to get people to know, hey, this isn't just let's all just go get drunk and be this gross venue. Like, Hard Rock is amazing. They really care about Crackle Fest every year. And mm-hmm. I just want people to feel comfortable and that it's a safe space to enjoy and celebrate nerd culture via song. So that's what Kirby Crackle is all about. And I know that's what Chamber Band and H2 Awesome is all about. So I think it's a really solid lineup. And I just, you know, I'm looking forward to the music of everybody's taking center stage and showing what everyone has going on.
Yeah, because it's the first time in a while to where it's an all-rock show, right?
Totally. And that's, you know, we've had Death Star for many years, and they're great, and I look forward to having them back. And at the same time, I try to mix it up and kind of keep it a little spicy. I mean, unfortunately for everybody, we're the one constant. You're not going to get rid of us. But there haven't been that many nerd rock bands still since, you know, this thing kind of started 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And so, you know, it's hard to get an all-rock bill. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, so I thought, like, well, H2 Awesome was available. I've always wanted to play a chamber band at Crackle Fest. So it's an experiment to see what an all rock bill looks like. And so I think it's safe to say, at least as far as Seattle is seen, this is the biggest nerd rock bill there's been for a while.
Definitely. And we're talking to Kyle Stevens from Seattle Nerd Rockers Kirby Crackle right here on 89.9 KGRG-FM as part of the Monday Project. And it's going to be really interesting how the three bands mesh together musically, because with a chamber band, it's more the indie melodic side, whereas H2 Awesome has a similar indie feel, but also more on the more raucous party side. And then obviously with Kirby Crackle, always bringing the heat.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's like, you know, that's what I kind of think, too, is everyone's a little bit of a turn of the dial. You know, like, I think how you described Chamber Band is excellent. You know, they're fronted by this kick-ass chick, Elaine, and she's awesome. And then their rhythm section is killer. And then, you know, they bring that indie sensibility. And I always think of H2 Awesome as bringing the theater sensibility. And I think that also kind of makes the other bands kind of raise their game to bring the showmanship a little bit more. So I'm really excited about that. And on a side note, this is the first show that Kirby Crackle has done, I'd say, in about almost 6 months. Last fall, kind of like a funny story, not mm-hmm. funny at the time, but like right after the election, the next morning, my appendix burst.
Oh, man.
So I had to, I mean, I thought, you know, my body was like, F this, we got to get out of here. So I was laid up, and I had to cancel shows and all that stuff. So, you know, I feel good now. I feel strong now. But it was kind of like a recovery to get to the point to be able to sing hard again. So I'm really looking forward to letting loose at this show.
One of the things that I always liked about Crackle Fest is, again, it's that after a long, hard day on the convention floor, you know, you can go up to the cavern room there, enjoy an adult beverage, and yeah, just meet Nerd Rock fans from all over the world.
That's nice you just say. I appreciate it. That's what I want it to be, you know. I mean, when you're standing all day, I understand some people don't want to go and stand at a Nerd Rock show, but, you know, it's like, you can get there, have some dinner, have a drink, and then kind of, you know, take in the evening as you like. And you know, we're kicking it off at 8 o'clock this year, and it's going until about 11:30. And we try to keep, you know, everyone on schedule and some extra giveaways and stuff like that. So, you know, we really want it to be a highlight of people's weekend. So we really put the extra effort in thinking, like, what would we want to see if we were, you know, we are Nerd Rock fans, but if we were in the crowd and not on stage, how would we want the show to go? So it's really important to us that the people feel like, you know, they're getting their money's worth, and, you know, we're keeping the tickets at the $10 level again. We haven't had to raise those, so we're excited to be able to do that again and make it affordable for people with everything else that's going on that weekend.
Awesome. Where can people go if they wanted to get tickets for Crackle Fest?
You know, you can go to KirbyCracklemusic.com. You can also go to Hard Rock Seattle's website. You can Google Crackle Fest 7. I believe the first thing that comes up is the Hard Rock ticket, and you can buy them there. They're $10 ahead of time, $13 at the door. We have a promotion going on with our fan club currently, where if you're a fan club member, if you buy a ticket, just send us proof of purchase to KirbyCracklemusic@gmail.com, and you get one guest on for free per purchase ticket. So if people are looking for a reason to join the fan club on Patreon, there's another little incentive there for you.
That's really, really cool. Tell me a little more about the fan club and your Patreon.
Well, Patreon is a service akin to Kickstarter, only more of an ongoing way that people can support versus a singular project, where people can support independent artists, writers, musicians, podcast hosts. Basically, it's a way that you can vote with your hard-earned dollar to say, hey, I want to see more of this, and I believe in it so much that I'll enable you to do that. So what we do with the Kirby Crackle Music Fan Club is I release two fan club exclusive songs each month for only $2 a month. And so far we have up to 62 songs in the past 3 years that have been exclusive for fan club members.
Wow. That's so you get like, you know, an entire catalog of music. That's
yeah. You get two new songs every month. And I've heard some people saying they like to listen to them right away. Some people say they don't listen for 6 months, so they have 12 new songs, and they think of it as like a new album. So that's kind of fun, too.
Interesting. That's really, really cool. So let's talk a little bit about what's coming up in the coming year, because, you know, we're talking a lot about Cracklefest, but you have a show that's coming up even sooner than Cracklefest. Tell me about some of the stuff you've got going on, man.
Yeah, we can call it, though it's a show on its own, we can call it, quote-unquote, a warm-up for Cracklefest, if you like. We get to shake the rust off on February 10th. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be at the High Dive, and the show starts at 10 o'clock. It's going to feature the return of the Icarus Kids. Icarus Kids are a video game-themed electronic band, all instrumental, just totally kick-ass, note-for-note, all your favorite theme songs from Mario to Zelda and more. And then also Harder Than Contra, which is an instrumental band as well. So other than my ass yelling at you all night on the mic, it's going to be kind of vocal-less. It's going to be pretty unique. It's going to be great.
That's going to be interesting because I remember last year you did a show very similar to that where it was, you know, you played E for Everyone in its entirety, but it was bookended by a local artist named Tom Miller, I believe?
Tom Miller, yeah. And I always remember his name because I have another friend named Tom Miller. And so, yeah, he was great. I thought he was amazingly talented.
Yeah, he's a really cool dude. And then also the Runaway Four. Brought the heat during that show. That was a really fun show. That was at the Sunset. Really had a really fun time that night.
Thank you. I had a really fun time too. I mean, I've read about this for years as a band much bigger than Kirby Crackle play. You know, they'll just sometimes show up and just play their whole, you know, album all the way through, or in the middle of their set, Pearl Jam will play their entire thing. So that's something unique that we haven't done yet. So we did that, and it was fun. Kind of, we knew what song was next, and people knew what song was next, and so that was pretty exciting.
Yeah.
And speaking of Pearl Jam, I totally forgot about this. So Pearl Jam is getting inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame on April 8th.
Yep.
And I have been a massive Pearl Jam fan my whole life, and I've been looking for a reason to do a tribute concert to Pearl Jam, and I can't think of a better reason than local hometown boys and the reason I play music in the first place. So we are throwing a Celebration of Pearl Jam concert on April 8th at the High Dive in Seattle, where it's going to be 10 different bands, all Pearl Jam songs, all night.
Wow. Oh, that sounds awesome. And that's at the High Dive, the same venue that you're playing your show on February 10th?
Correct. Yeah, the High Dive's been really good to us. You know, with all the stuff going on in the world lately, I've been trying to find a way to do something to give back with the time that we have, and, you know, everyone's day-to-day life is crazy, but, you know, we each can do something. And so what this is going to be, it's going to be a tribute to Pearl Jam, and all the money is going to go to benefit the Vitalogy Foundation, which is their charitable organization, nonprofit, that they run. And then on May 20th, a ways out, we are doing at the same venue an REM/NXS tribute night where all the proceeds go to Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, a few of us here at the station saw that tweet, and that really got our attention. It's like, I didn't know I needed an REM and NXS tribute show, but I need that in my life.
I needed my. I mean, we were the guys and I were thinking, what would be, you know, some different bands went around, but, you know, people say, well, REM and NXS, they're totally different. It's like, well, stylistically to a degree, but those bands actually came up in the ranks at the exact same time.
That's so true, that, yeah.
You know, and they're very, you know, women's issues forward and equality forward. And so it just kind of made a lot of sense to have those be the bands. And you know, all the funds those nights are going to go to Planned Parenthood. So there's a lot of stuff coming up. It's all kind of spaced out, but that's kind of where we're looking over the next 4 months.
Wow, that sounds like an amazing time to be a Cracklehead, to be a fan of Seattle Nerd Rock from Kirby Crackle. And again, we're talking to Kyle Stevens on 89.9 KGRG FM. This is Mike here with you as part of the Monday Project. And Kyle, before I let you go, could you remind folks where we can connect with your music, how to get you on social media, basically all things Kirby Crackle? How can we find you on the internet?
Well, KirbyCracklemusic.com is the hub for all that I do. From there, you can find our Twitter at KirbyCrackle. We're on Facebook at KirbyCracklemusic. Patreon at KirbyCrackle. Pretty much, if you Google KirbyCrackle, you got a page of all this stuff come up. And so we're really interactive on there. I try to be really interactive with fans because you know, if I wasn't KirbyCrackle, I'd like to think I'd be a fan of our band. So I just want everyone to feel included in what we do. And know that we're all just trying to spread some joy.
Well, that sounds like a lot of excitement. But you know, being geeks as we are, we're always greedy. We always want to know what else is there. What else can we expect from Kirby Crackle in 2017?
Well, we've been we put our last record in 2015, the Mutate Baby record, and last year was a lot of traveling and a lot of trying to figure out where I want to go next with stuff. So I've been presenting a lot of songs to the live band, and we've been going back and forth on some stuff. Would definitely like to get back in the studio very soon to work on the next record or records. I'll just leave that at that. And then before then, there is a 19-song collection of songs coming out in the next couple of weeks. That's all I can say right now, but all of a sudden it'll be there, and I hope people will be excited. I wouldn't call it album 7, but I will call it the bridge between 6 and 7.
Oh, well, that's quite the tease there. I'm trying to figure that one out myself. One last question for you. Now, I've been to Crackle Fest a number of times, and the highlight for me is always the cover that you guys bring at the end of the night to really kind of put an exclamation point on it. It's like, you know, you've done an amazing cover of A-ha's Take on Me. You did Beastie Boys Sabotage last year. Is there even a little bit of a hint that you could let us know what to look for?
Well, that's something that we never expected that people were really going to get excited about. We just thought it was something that we needed more songs for at the end of the first year, but now it has to be there, right? And so that's always something that we're trying to figure out. We closed with Sabotage last year, and that wasn't even going to be the end, but that was so crazy that we couldn't do the last song because it was just there was no going up from there.
Right.
So we're actually going to close with a tribute that we meant to do last year to a recently passed musician. We're going to close with that this year.
Ooh.
And for the other songs, you might want to remember something about the Pearl Jam and NXS tribute night. So we've had to start learning some songs already, and we need to make sure those sound good.
Oh my gosh, well that is a lot to look forward to. I cannot wait for Crackle Fest 7, Friday, March 3rd, during the Emerald City Comic Con at the Hard Rock Seattle, upstairs in the Cavern Room. Can't wait. It's going to be incredibly exciting.
Thanks, man. I'm excited too.
Well, thanks a lot, Kyle. It's always a pleasure, and I will talk to you later.
Always great time. Thanks, man.
Hey, have a good one.
You too.
This is Mike from the Monday Project, every week starting at 7 o'clock on KGRG. We're the only live late-night talk show where it's all about having fun on the radio, and just like our studio, we're always under construction. Guys, seriously, I'm trying to radio here! And if you can't catch the show live, check out the Monday Project podcast. Listen online and on demand at our show page on KGRG.com.
The Monday Project, KGRG 89.9 FM.